From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Obama administration has delivered to Capitol Hill a set of objectives designed to gauge progress in Afghanistan and Pakistan. These are the long-promised benchmarks, which were officially due next week. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has more.
The draft document runs 3 pages, and it lays out broad goals for the region, such as disrupt terrorist networks in Afghanistan and especially Pakistan, promote a more capable, accountable, and effective government in Afghanistan, and involve the international community more actively to forge an international consensus to stabilize Afghanistan and Pakistan. The metrics are mostly subjective, and it's not clear whether they'll satisfy lawmakers who've called for specific benchmarks to measure progress. The document sets March 30th next year as a deadline for the administration to take stock of how well it's doing in achieving its goals. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus today unveiled a health care overhaul bill, which, despite months of wrangling, apparently comes with little in the way of Republican support. At a news conference on Capitol Hill, the Montana senator said with health care costs continuing to rise, it's imperative lawmakers take action on health care legislation now. However, Republicans blasted the current initiative, with Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell calling it a partisan proposal that cuts Medicare by nearly $500 billion while putting new burdens on families and small businesses. Baucus pegged the measure's cost at $856 billion over 10 years, though the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office used a figure below that amount. The Obama administration says it will end a controversial program that was at the center of a scandal over federal oil royalties last year. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
The Royalty in Kind program allows oil and gas drillers to pay government royalties in product rather than cash. It was designed to simplify royalty payments and avoid expensive battles over the value of fossil fuels companies remove from federal land. But last year, some employees who managed the Royalty in Kind program in Denver were found to have partied with and accepted gifts from people they were supposed to watchdog. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar told members of Congress that the program will be replaced with something that's more transparent and accountable. A spokesman for the American Petroleum Institute says his industry was surprised by the announcement and that his members are disappointed the White House is scrapping the program rather than trying to fix it. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
The White House has yet to make a decision on whether to extend a popular $8,000 tax credit for first-time home buyers. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs said today it's something the White House economic team is conducting an evaluation of. The current program is due to end in the end of November. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 108 points today to close at 97.91. The NASDAQ Composite ended the day up 30 points. The S&P 500 was up 16 points. This is NPR. Authorities in California are saying they believe it was a 13-year-old boy who set a wildfire last month in the San Gabriel Mountains near Los Angeles that blackened some 2,100 acres. The fire, which was contained earlier this month, damaged no homes. Authorities did not say whether the teen is in custody. However, the fire was dwarfed by another arson fire in the Angeles National Forest that destroyed 89 homes and spread over a 251-square-mile area. Fire authorities are continuing to search for a suspect in that blaze, also determined to be arson. In China, security forces say they've smashed what they describe as a terror gang, which ran a bomb-making operation in a volatile northwestern region of the country. NPR's Louisa Lim has more.
The Public Security Ministry says it's foiled plans to carry out suicide bombings. It said 6 suspects were seized in Aksu, 430 miles southwest of Urumqi. It accused them of setting up 3 bomb-making workshops following the deadly ethnic riots in July, which left almost 200 people dead, most of them Han Chinese. It said 20 bombs had already been assembled. The report didn't give the ethnicity of the gang, but judging by their names, the 2 ringleaders appear to be members of the Turkic-speaking Uyghur minority. The situation has remained tense in Xinjiang ever since the deadly violence 2 months ago. Massive street demonstrations by panicky Han Chinese erupted earlier this month, sparked by reports of ethnic Uyghurs stabbing people with syringes. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
Massachusetts congressman has announced his intentions to throw his hat in the ring for Senator Edward Kennedy's vacant seat. 6-term congressman Michael Capiano today called himself the best candidate for the seat. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.